Welcome to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Van Turner is a lifelong resident of Salt Lake City's West Side, a longtime business owner there, and for nearly the past 12 years has represented neighborhoods like Glendale and Poplar Grove on the city council. Now up for re-election, he's running for a fourth term. Van Turner joins me in the studio now to discuss why he's running again, the issues unique to Salt Lake City's West Side, and what he hopes to do with another 4 years. Van, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me, Jeff.
Van, before we get into the issues and the politics, tell me about where you grew up and your history in the Glendale neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Be glad to do that. I grew up in the Glendale neighborhood on California Avenue. My folks opened up a little store, a corner mom and pop store in them days, very small. There wasn't anything around them, just open fields.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started growing in that West Salt Lake area. Then we had new schools. We had new opportunities coming along. And I went to the local schools, which were Glendale mm-hmm. Elementary in them days, Glendale Junior High, South High, and the University of Utah. So I live in my neighborhood. I work in my neighborhood. I'm there 24 hours a day, and I think it's a great place to be. The West Side's great.
So you really never left at all?
I haven't. No, I'm still living on the same street, Navajo, that I grew up on. So I suppose that's kind of a rare thing, too. But when you got a nice place to live, you don't want to leave it. So,
how did you get started as a local businessman in the neighborhood?
Well, again, my dad, mom, opened a grocery market, and they ran it for 20 years. It was called the Glendale Market. A lot of people remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I opened up the Hook and Ladder in 1972, and it's been there for 38 years as a fast food restaurant, kind of an icon for everybody growing up there. And then the store, which is next door to the west
mm-hmm.
of the restaurant, it couldn't make it as a grocery market any longer, so we turned it into a floral shop. And we've been doing flowers out of there for the last 26 years.
So is it a situation where you're actually there at the business serving burgers on a daily basis?
Come on over lunchtime and I'll cook you a burger. Does that answer that? I had to
right,
a little late today because I had to work on the grill, but I enjoy that. That's something I do. I flip burgers for a living.
All right, very good. Well, Van, what made you first want to run for the Salt Lake City Council back in 1999?
Well, one issue we were having was a lot of crime in them days. I think Glendale was getting a bad rap as far as some of the publicity and the things that were happening. There was a lot of graffiti. People were leaving the area.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that we could do better than that. And so I started getting involved in the community council at first for many, many years. Community council chair for two times. That would be 4 years each time. And always on the community council in my neighborhood. It was the West Side Community Council in them days,
mm-hmm.
which include Poplar Grove and Glendale. And so I learned a lot from that. I served on a lot of boards and kind of got my feet wet at the local level that way.
Mm-hmm. And then you ran for the city council, been there for many years now. What keeps you sticking around?
It's just a whole lot of fun. That's why I like to be there. I serve with some great individuals. We got a great mayor right now. And, you know, when you can see things getting done and you're making a difference, you feel real good about it.
And so you were talking about crime. What issues other than crime are unique to representing the west side of Salt Lake City that maybe people who live downtown or live on the east side aren't so familiar with?
Well, I think in the past, not only the crime was an issue, but I think we've, with our new police station and the help of the police force itself, mm-hmm. we are doing a lot better. One thing was graffiti. I think we probably had more graffiti in the area than any place in Salt Lake City at one time. But when I was on the community council, Paul Hutchison was the council member at the time. Him and I worked hard to fund the graffiti truck.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a one truck, two guys. And that was a big help because there was no way for anybody to clean their property, clean public buildings, clean sidewalks, signs. There was no way to do it. I used to go painting all the time,
mm-hmm.
every day. We go out with either school kids from junior high or myself. I just go out painting. And, you know, we just didn't want that image that we were just overrun with graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an issue that really got got me started into politics as well, to keep the graffiti truck going and to grow that service.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest is Van Turner. He represents District 2 on the Salt Lake City Council, including neighborhoods like Poplar Grove and Glendale. Van, do you think that the west side of the city in your district gets its fair share of the resources when it comes to infrastructure, lighting, road maintenance, that sort of thing?
I would think we didn't used to, and I want to clarify that. We also have the Euclid neighborhood. I also represent Rose Park,
okay,
several areas up to 6 North. So basically, Carlton Christensen and myself, he's a four-termer, and myself have been representing the area since late 90s. But no, there was no question that we, as people in my neighborhood say, we were neglected. And for whatever reason that was, I don't know. But our sidewalks weren't up to par. Our roads weren't. Our water lines weren't. Lighting in our streets. We were kind of jealous of things on the other side of town. And we had a great infrastructure need there and wasn't getting it addressed. We had many water lines. I remember one day we had three water breaks in the neighborhood at the same time. And when they go off and it goes up 30, 40 feet and floods 12 homes in three different locations, you got a big problem. You better address it. So when I came on in 2000, first thing we did is replace the water line from the Sorensen Center to Redwood Road, about a full mile. And we had 5 or 6 main water breaks. Each one of those was like $100,000 to fix.
Wow.
So it was time to fix the line. And like I say, a number of people were flooded. And so we've had no water problems since that line went in. And that's the kind of infrastructure we needed.
And so now do you feel then the west side is getting a pretty fair shake from the city?
Well, when you say fair shake from the city, that would include my colleagues. In other words, are we using the CIP for needs in my neighborhood? And I think we are. Are we using our CDBG grant dollars? I think we are.
Van, you were talking about nonviolent crime like graffiti. What about violent crime? What about gang violence? I know that I believe it was the Glendale neighborhood that was the victim of the very tragic drive-by shooting a few years ago with a 7-year-old girl. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. But how far has the city come when it comes to violent crime in your district?
I would say the one thing we have to remember is all of the people that perpetrated those crimes have been arrested and prosecuted and convicted. The police have done an excellent job as far as finding these people, apprehending them, and generally they're a gang issue oftentimes. Sometimes they're not. But I think we've had great success in at least the higher crimes like that you're talking about as far as not having them reoccur so much, and I think that's because we have more neighborhood patrol. I think more people are calling the police and are interested in making our neighborhoods better.
And Van, you know that Michael Clara, who's been a longtime critic of not just you, but Mayor Becker, and he's running against you this year and this year's election as he has in the past, he's particularly been critical when it comes to the gang issue, accusing the city of not doing enough when it comes to gangs, pretending as though it's not as big a problem as it really is. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think it was Michael was a critic of Rocky as well, so in previous times. But I would think that, no, we have made a real effort. By beginning the police station, our precinct, Pioneer Precinct down there, that has made a huge difference. Now, recently, in the last month, we've put the Liberty Patrol in that building. Liberty is East Side Patrol. So I've seen a whole lot more police on our streets patrolling, actually neighborhood patrolling, which is unusual. So, no, I think we're getting a better handle on it. All cities in the county have problems. It's just not Salt Lake. It's just not our neighborhood. Whether it be West Valley, whether it be Sandy, you can see incidents happening all over. Well, it's not an isolated thing for only us.
And Van, one interesting development in the Glendale neighborhood in recent years has been the construction of a new library that's finally been set. I believe a location has been chosen, so that neighborhood has one. How long has that been in the making?
In the making, that was one of the issues that I ran for in 1999. I knew we had an issue because we were, again, underserved in that neighborhood. We had the Chapman Library, which was excellent. But it was too far for a lot of people to walk from 17th South. We had the junior high close by. We needed to have our own branch. And so I brought that forward to the council in 2000, 2001. Then we had the Olympics come along. That kind of pushed the library back while we did the Olympics. 2003, We were able to put it on the ballot. It went out in November and was defeated by a few hundred votes citywide. So then we backed up, thought, well, I think the problem we had with the library was to, we didn't have a piece of property. We didn't have a project. It's hard to sell something when you can't see the project and where it's going to go. So the library board and the city purchased a piece of property on California Avenue. And we, because land's hard to find, it's hard to find a good, clean acre piece of property, whatever it may be, anywhere in the city anymore. And so we purchased that and removed a home. And we thought that would be the place for the library. And so we've had that property maybe 5 years or so. And so then we, in 2009, I brought the idea again to the council, and we were able to do it as a part of our budget as far as accepting that we would bond for it. And we've been the last 2 years trying to decide how we want to do it. Part of it was the outreach to the community and to get the program document going. And to get the program document, we found out that the neighborhood wanted a lot more than the room had on the property. The project went from about 11,000 square feet to about 20 because they wanted community rooms. They wanted more computers. They wanted a number of things and children's areas. And because of that, we looked for another piece of property that just happened to open up because of death in the family of the owners. And we are now proposing to put it on that piece of property. We still don't own it. It's owned by NeighborWorks right now, but that's the proposed spot. But it's been an awful long time. Some of these things that you do in a community or on city council take 10 years.
Yeah. And asking you about another community resource, you mentioned the Sorensen Center earlier. That's been the focus of a couple interesting developments in recent years. I believe the operations of much of it have been turned over to the county. Have there been any concerns with that transition, or has it continued to be a pretty good resource for the West Side?
We had a lot of concerns at first because we didn't want to lose the services. The main issue there was we didn't have enough money to do the operations of it effectively because that's the only place we run. That's the only community center like that that Salt Lake City has. Or the county has maybe 15 of them. Like they do swimming pools. We don't do swimming pools well.
Right.
Because they do many of them. In fact, they do ours at Liberty Park and others. But it got to be an operational because of the budget cuts. And because you can only raise fees so much. And so what we did, we gave them a four-year trial period to see if they could operate it more efficiently. Now, we had a lot of concerns, a lot of meetings. People thought it wouldn't work out. And some of my harshest critics, quite truthfully, have become the staunch supporters of the new program. We were faced with either us doing it and taking over the operation best we could, and we've had good people there for many years and run it, or closing the swim pool. And the Steiner West, we didn't want to do that. We did, that takes about $750,000 to operate. And so by doing the county with their efficiencies, we was able to keep the pool open. And from what I ended, well, it's been a year. It's over a year now. And it seems to be running very smooth. So I feel real good about that right now.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest is Van Turner, who represents Salt Lake City Council District 2 and is running for another term this year. Van, I know when I speak with Michael Clara later that he's going to bring up the issue of the Union Pacific Railroad line and your role and his role in, you know, stopping that from happening, something that residents were very concerned about. What did you do on that particular issue? How did you fight that railroad line when the community was up in arms against it?
Well, I was there with him. We all fought against it at first. Now, this was an issue where it took the community to keep in front of the city hall, and they were very effective in our community to do that and challenge Union Pacific in a way to say, hey, this shouldn't be happening. This was a train track that had been in there for over 100 years. They had every right to use it because they closed some of them, they reactivated it. And we had very limited control over what we could do. But part of the issue is the things that go down that track, right down the middle of our community, some of them homes are 30 feet off of the tracks. And when we had little local trains, it was no problem. One a day, small, out the industrial area. Well, it finally got to the point where the trains were 150 cars long and a mile and a half, and they were going 15, 16, 17 of them a day. And so the real solution that we found out would be what the railroad wanted to vacate the property would be to do the Grant Tower. And so, again, these things took many, many years. And it took people and two administrations here to work our way through it and finally get the property that we now have that we've just barely received. But the thing had to be done with six partners. This was a $50 million project. If you don't come up with Grant Tower, we're going to run the trains on 9 South tracks. So it took UTA, and it took the federal government, state government. It took Union Pacific Railroad. They had to step up and put money into it. It took Salt Lake City. It took the redevelopment agency. If any of those partners wouldn't have come into the picture, it couldn't have been done. And everybody had a part into it, and I think Grant Tower is going very smooth right now. The trains go along there 30, 40 miles an hour almost, whereas they used to go 5 miles an hour. So it's cleaned up our intersections. You don't have to wait forever. It's a lot safer. Quiet zones are there. And because of that, we've received the property on the 9 South tracks. Now the question is, what are we going to do with it? And we're going to go into a planning episode or a planning stage here to decide what we're going to do with the property for whatever the community would like to do there.
A couple more issues I want to get to today, Van. During this economic downturn, the city has had to make very large budget cuts, cuts in services. Mayor Becker has been very adamant about not raising property taxes. What do you think about that? Do you think it's good to not raise property taxes, absolutely not raise them during tough economic times, or do you think there are some services that residents might be willing to pay higher taxes for?
Well, that's a good question, Jeff. I think that during these times, we've been very prudent to not raise taxes because we know everybody is hurting here, our businesses, homeowners. I mean, we have a lot of foreclosures. Why would we want to raise taxes even more on a lot of people that are retired and that? And so we've made an effort as a council and administration to, over the years, to say, hey, we don't want to raise taxes. Occasionally, if you want a new public safety building or you want a new library or any of these other things that go on the ballot and the voters vote for it, then we'll raise it by that much. But I think we've been very successful as far as finding meaningful cuts that have brought us to the point where we're at, where we are not like most cities. We're still AAA bond rated. We still, our airport is, our utilities AAA bond rated. We're probably one of the few cities in America that will come out of this recession as strong as we are, and we're coming out faster than most, with a good downtown that's being revitalized. And our basic services are there. Last year we had a lot of discussion about just putting flowers in Jordan Park, in the Peace Gardens, or in our planters, or planting a city hall with flowers. I mean, we were down to the last. When you're arguing over planting flowers, you know your budget's pretty tight. But we were able to get them in last year, and this year we're not talking about that. They're just automatically going to go in there. So service-wise, the potholes are getting filled. I think, you know, the streets are getting painted with bike lanes, and the basic things, the nuts and bolts of this city are being handled in an effective way, in a streamlined way. And we're trying to treat our employees well, too. We're hoping to give them a small pay raise this year, which they haven't got for several years.
And finally, Van, we've been talking a lot about your previous accomplishments, but let's look forward here. What could you do with another 4 years on the council?
Well, you know, when you look forward, you got to look backwards. And I think oftentimes when I came on, our main concern was downtown. Rocky Anderson's number one thing was to revitalize Main Street. And we saw a lot of that with the Olympics. How do we get people to go down Main Street? And so we tried all sorts of things with the redevelopment agency. I've been chair of that and vice chair of that. And through that process, and downtown, all downtown was my district when I first came on. So I took a real interest in it. And how do we make Main Street viable when Gateway was coming on?
I
was right there at the beginning stage of Gateway and seeing the first drawing that the Boyer Company decided to show people. And I worked with them folks for years to build the Gateway, the housing that's around there, to get the light rail extended, the intermobile hub, to get the two stops instead of the one there in the Gateway area on the tracks. And to balance that, we went through the whole Nordstrom issue. How do we protect Main Street? So looking forward, one thing that we have done is to buy the Utah Theater. I have been so strong as far as taking that old jewel and making it into what I remember from going down and watching shows there. We need to have that back as part of a downtown core. We need to have the Performing Arts Center across the street. And that particular section of Main Street has been a problem. And now we have the City Creek opening up. I think downtown is going to be a real jewel as far as downtowns anywhere in the country. Nobody's building a mall in a downtown city anywhere in the United States. We have an opportunity here. We just finished Gallivan, or we'll do it next month.
Mm-hmm.
Put a lot of improvements in that. All of our downtown, including the Gateway, is looking so good. We're going to have BYU. We've got college kids here. We have got new housing coming downtown, grocery store. This is one of my main things, is to make sure that citywide, this will be a citywide issue,
mm-hmm.
that we can go and complete our downtown vision. And I like to see where people can come from other parts of the world and come here and say, hey, this is really the best city in the whole United States.
My guest has been Salt Lake City Councilman Van Turner, who represents District 2 on the west side and up for re-election this year. Van, we appreciate your time, and I'll let you go back to flipping burgers.
Well, thank you very much.